beautiful souls. How are we doing? Welcome back to the podcast today. It will be, because I'm recording these in advance, as I told you guys. So it will be episode number 96. Oh my goodness. We're just 4 weeks away from that big ultimate 100 episodes. I actually can't believe it. 100 weeks. 100 weeks without a single week off. Obviously, I've pre-recorded some, but I am well impressed with myself when I hit that 100 mark. I wonder what, if anybody has any ideas of what I can do to mark the 100th episode. I would love it. I would love to hear. So yeah, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about one of the biggest misconceptions about success, growth, and transformation. And that is the idea that you need to have more discipline. So how many times have you told yourself that I just need more discipline to eat healthier? If I were more disciplined, I'd stick to a routine. I need to be more disciplined to stop procrastinating. But here's the truth, that is bullshit. And I'm going to call it out right now. It is bullshit because it's not about discipline. It is about habit. It's about building habits. So discipline is like the battery. It drains over time. I spoke about this last week about having like that motivation when things are changing. Like that will drain. That does not stay there. Life is not linear. But habits, they run on autopilot, which is once something becomes a habit, it no longer requires the effort, the motivation, or the willpower. It just is, if that makes sense. So today we're going to break down why discipline isn't the key to success and what it actually is. How to shift from forcing yourself to do things to making them automatic. If you've ever read the book called Atomic Habits, I think I pronounced that right. Awesome book. So I would totally recommend it. It's all about that. It's all about the building of habits. And we're also going to talk about a simple strategy to help build habits that will actually stick. So let's go for that. So most people believe that successful people and are just more disciplined, and that's what it is. The people who have got the who are at the gym, the people who are have got success, can I speak today? Successful businesses, the people who look on the surface like they have their shit together, they must just be disciplined. They rely on systems and habits, and that's what makes a success inevitable. So, for example, think about, for instance, I actually heard this on a podcast, and this is why I had this like click to talk about it. So, when you think about brushing your teeth, do you have to force yourself to do it? No, because it is a habit. You don't waste your energy deciding whether to or whether to not. You just do it because it is an automatic habit. There's no questioning it. There's no should I, should I not. There's just nothing. There's nothingness to it. You're brushing your teeth. It's part of your morning routine and your nighttime routine. So now imagine if working out, eating well, staying focused on your goals felt effortless. That is what we're aiming for. And it doesn't mean it's easy. It is not easy. Discipline is great for getting started. But if you have to force yourself every single day, eventually you will burn out. So the real goal is to make things automatic. And I'll delve a bit deeper into this, possibly in another episode. We'll see, about it being about like the feelings and the emotion behind it, because we want there's an element of it that is to do with what are you going to get or what are you not going to get. I wrote this down actually, but in a better word, so wait till I just find it on my phone. Da 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 da. So use my on my phone. So the emotional driver, the perception on the why, the perception on the cost of what you're doing, and the perception of the cost of inaction. So there's lots of different things. Because obviously brushing your teeth takes 2 minutes, so it's totally different to it's a different kettle of fish in the broader sense of the words, but really from a habitual sense, it's not at all. So your brain is designed to make life easier by turning repeated actions into habits. So this is why you automatically check your phone. Although I don't check my phone first thing in the morning anymore, so I've built a habit of not allowing that to happen. But you might instinctively reach for snacks when you're watching TV because you've built a habit into doing that. you put your seatbelt on the car without thinking, like you're brushing your teeth. Sometimes you maybe drive to certain places without even you realizing, recognizing how you've got there, and so on and so forth. So these actions aren't disciplined decisions. They are just habits that your brain has wired. So they're like patterns that's been wired within your brain. It follows like a habit loop, and that works like cue, something triggers a habit. For instance, you wake up. Two, routine. The action you take, so you might check your phone when you wake up. For me, I meditate when I wake up. Reward. Your brain gets a dopamine hit. You feel connected or entertained. That would be if you were checking your phone, for example. For me, I like to have that serving myself in the morning. I like to have that stillness, that serving myself, that like start to the day that's like starting on a good stead. So the secret, you can rewire your brain and you can build positive habits just as automatic as the bad ones. So now that we know habits, not discipline, are the key, how is it we build them? So first of all, we want to think about starting really small. So like seriously smaller than you think. One of the biggest mistakes people make is that they try to overhaul their entire life at once. Instead, make the habit so easy that you cannot fail. So if you want to work out, for instance, just start with 5 minutes a day. Just 5 minutes. Or go walk every day or whatever that may be. If you want to read more, commit to just one page a day. If you want to drink more, one sip or one glass before your coffee. Like it's the tiniest actions. They might not seem much, but they are what will create momentum, and momentum will build the consistency. So you also want to hang anchor your new habits to existing ones. This is something, I mean, another wee trick you can do is where if your brain already has a routine, use them to attach new habits to something that you already do. So, for instance, after I brush my teeth, I'll do five squats. Before I check my phone, I'll drink a glass of water. After I pour my coffee, I'll write one thing I'm grateful for. So, whatever is already habitual in your life, attach a new habit that you want to create to that thing, and it'll stick and stack. It's called habit stacking. That's in Atomic Habits. So they become automatic much faster because you're already doing the other thing. They will just naturally be kind of stuck much quicker. Make it easier to succeed. So if something feels hard, your brain is going to resist it. So you want to set yourself up for success. So if you want to eat healthier, prep your meals ahead of time. If you want to work out, put out your gym clothes on your bed the night before. If you want to read more, keep a book in your eye line on your bed or next to your bed instead of your phone. The less friction you have, the easier the habit is going to be to create. And we always want to focus on the identity, not just the action. So instead of like, I really want to eat healthy, like say to yourself and out loud, I am someone who makes healthy choices. Instead of I need to work out, say I am an active person, because that I am, I've been doing quite a lot of I am stuff in the school recently that I work in. And the words that come after I am are so frigging powerful. Your brain loves to act in alignment with who you believe you are. So shift your identity first and the habits will follow. That's something that I talk about quite often, is that identity shift, the importance of that identity shift, because people just think they can just become this person without actually shifting their identity. They'll do a 12-week plan, for instance, or if it's a physical transformation, and stick to this nutrition plan and workout plan for 12 weeks, and then just go back to the way they were before. And that's like missing the point of the whole thing. The whole thing is about shifting who you were before to who you want to become. And it's a lifestyle thing. Spoke to somebody recently who was like, I've actually just realized the penny's just dropped. It's a lifestyle. Like, I can't pick and choose when I'm doing it. It needs to be like suitable for a life. And I was like, oh my God, yes. Amen, sister. So here's the takeaway. Success isn't about being more disciplined. It is about building better habits. So your wee challenge this week, pick one small teeny tiny habit that you want to build. Start ridiculously small, attach it to something you already do, and make it super, super easy. Then watch what happens when that habit builds. Not willpower, it's the habit that will run the show. So if this episode resonated with you at all, please do let me know. Reach out to me, give me a shout, drop me a DM, drop me a whatever, whatever works for you. You can screenshot this episode, you can share it in your social media, or you can share it with somebody who you really think needs to hear it. I would love to, absolutely love to know. And if you're ready, as always, to dive even deeper into transformation, then let's get connected ASAP. Have a magical, magical day, whatever you're up to, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye.